Hello, this is Andy. I've now got a message, the final message in the series about reasons why we don't make that telephone call. Now, it may not be the final reason, but it's the final reason that I can think of at the moment. So do feel free to send me a voicemail or email me if you think there are any reasons we don't make a call, or if you have a reason we don't make a call that you think I might be able to help with that I haven't covered in this series. I'd be very happy to share with you any thoughts, any advice that I have on any difficulties that you may be having there to do with anything other than the six reasons that I've sent out on these voicemail messages. The sixth reason that I can think of for us not making a phone call is not enough time. I hear that time and time again. People say to me, oh, I didn't have enough time, didn't have enough time. And I was hearing this so frequently from people who joined my business that I thought I ought to do a bit of research. And so I approached a number of people, in fact, a large number of people. Among them were all the LEC members, people who built substantial businesses, and also people who were just starting out in the business. I asked Jane Leach, top distributor, how many hours she had in the day. And she told me that she had 24. I asked Peter and Hazel Kemble, also on the LEC, how many hours they had in the day. And, well, they told me that they'd got 24. Bill and Dorothy Wood. Now, Bill was a farmer, and they work on a different timescale to most of us because they get up early in the morning often, they work longer hours. And so I asked Bill how many hours he had in his day. And surprise, surprise, Bill had 24 hours. In fact, every single person that I've spoken to during this survey has told me that they have 24 hours. Now, here's something I want you to do. I want you to go and have a look at your diary and find out how many hours you've got in your day, too. My guess is you'll have 24 hours, too. So where does this thing, not enough time, come from? You see, we've all got 24 hours in a day. We've all got the same number of minutes in our hour. We've all got the same number of seconds in our minute. So it's not the number of hours that are in the day. It's not that we don't have enough time. The difference between the people who are successful and the people who aren't successful is how we use that time. It's the priority that we give to the activities. It's really interesting because people make choices to do things that are not going to build their business as opposed to things that are going to build their business. I am amazed how people didn't do their phone calls last night because they had to do the ironing. You know, I think that's understandable if you've got kids who need clothes ironing, that you think, oh, it's important, it's pressing that I do this. And you think that all you're doing is making a decision between doing the ironing and making a phone call. But I want you to think further than that if you find yourself in that situation, because you are not deciding whether to do the ironing or make a phone call. You see, making that phone call could well lead you to the prospect that's going to build a huge business. Making that phone call could be the beginning of a habit of making that phone call regularly to different people, which could lead to lots and lots of distributors who are going to go on to build substantial businesses. So when you don't make those phone calls that give you a chance to speak to those people who are going to build substantial businesses, you're not thinking do the ironing or make a phone call. You're actually making a choice between doing the ironing and building a six-figure income. So the next time you find yourself in a little bit of a quandary thinking, oh, shall I make that phone call or shall I do the ironing? And you think, oh, the ironing is more important because it's more pressing. Remind yourself that that's not the decision that you're making. The decision you're really making is a decision between a six-figure income and doing the ironing. You know, it's amazing when it comes to picking up that telephone how attractive cleaning the house becomes for so many people. Because it's painless, isn't it? Because there's no worry. And we do worry when we pick up that phone sometimes. What are these people going to say? Well, if you're prepared properly and you know the right things to say, you use the scripts that I'll be sharing with you, then you're going to get a good response. But even if you know that, it can still be a bit scary. And so all we need to do is pick up the phone and start speaking. Cleaning the house isn't scary. You know, I've known people who've hated cleaning the house all their lives, and suddenly it becomes incredibly attractive. If you find yourself in that position of thinking, shall I make the phone call or shall I do some hoovering? Shall I make that phone call or shall I do some dusting? Shall I make that phone call or shall I go out and mow the lawn? Remind yourself, you're not making a decision between mowing the lawn and making the phone call. You are making a decision between a six-figure income and making that phone call. If you don't want your six-figure income, then mow the lawn. But if you really do want to change your future, if you really do want to give yourself and your family the good things in life, the things that you deserve, if you and your family want to live well, let the grass grow another half inch and make sure you make that phone call. Hope that helps. Bye for now.